Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's play Stones and Giants by Jonathan Traylor.
Break it up. And nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The spirit is moving, burning like a flame. Healing broken by the one we broke the pain. Yeah.
Okay, everybody, this is a live show. It's not pre-taped or pre-recorded. Okay. All righty. Well, let's take some callers here. Okay. We got 506 and then 269. Let's go with 506 first. You're on the air.
Hello. Kenny.
Hello, how you doing?
This is Reverend Dr. Rabbi Pastor Dean Prophet Mechanic Electrician Amazon Delivery Driver Warehouse Engineer Coach Rugby Player Hall of Fame MLB Future Mayor of Pugwash Catholic Priest Slayer of Poon and Card Wrangler amongst many others Kent Douglas Hopper PhD MD DDS How are you my son Kenny?
Great, how are you doing?
I am doing great. I am blessed and highly flavored. And I wanted to make sure and ask you, what is your relationship with Dr. N?
I don't have a relationship, and we're just friends.
So you are a friend of Dr. N?
Yes.
So why does he do that to himself? You know the N stands for N-word, right?
No, it don't stand for N-word. His name is not Dr. N. His name is Doctrine.
That's what I said. Dr. N. Dr.
No,
N.
No, not Doctrine.
Well, tomatoes, tomatoes. You say neato, and I'll check your libido, Kenny. So is this show pre-recorded or is it live?
It's live.
What's today's date, Kenny?
7/25/2023.
What time is it, Kenny?
It's 8:33 p.m. my time, Central Standard Time.
What time is it in Canada, in the Atlantic? Okay, Kenny. Well, I am 90% sure that this show is live and not pre-recorded, Kenny. And when it comes for me... When it comes for me, it is real, because I am a cummer machine, Kenny.
Uh-huh.
So, Kenny...
Okay, well, let's bring on Pastor Veal. He's on the line here. Let's see. 269.
Kenny, why have you been avoiding my call? Why have you been avoiding my call?
I have been avoiding your call. I was taking the calls as they came in.
I've been sitting in queue for over an hour. You're avoiding my call.
No, you haven't. I haven't been on an hour.
I really can't believe that you're doing this to me. You know, the owner of GRM. Hey,
you're
listen.
You're not the owner of GRM. You're nothing. Goodbye. Goodbye, Pastor Bill. Okay. That's the end of him. Okay. Well, let's take another caller. 111, you're on here.
Ken, Veal hasn't been on in months, and you hung up on him immediately.
That's right. He needs to be hung up.
Why are you so hateful to him?
Because he's an idiot.
Oh, my God. There's been plenty of idiots who called. Here's one right now.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Don't let Johnny Featherlong intimidate you. And a word to the wise, Kenny. Stand up for yourself. If you want to have something to say to Pastor Veal, be a man, Kenny. Grow a pair. Don't be a bitch, Kenny. Thou shalt not be a bitch, Kenny. That's the 11th commandment.
Uh-huh. All right.
Kenny. So anyway, Kenny, let's take another call. Who's on the line?
No one's on the line right now.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just do the coffee class. Ken, let's do the coffee class tonight.
No, I ain't going to do any coffee class.
All right, then let's talk about the child, the satanic children's show that you're producing.
I'm not producing any child satanic show. I don't have a children's ministry on GRM.
Then where is it?
I don't know. I want you to ask Pastor Gay Ken's Balls, okay? He should know.
Can't talk.
Kenny, if you're not doing it on GRM, are you going to bring back HGM? I can give you permission, as I am the owner of HGM.
Bring them all back.
You have my blessing, Kenny.
Well,
you have my blessing. And when it comes for me, it is real, because I am Comer Machine.
Okay. Okay.
So,
mine's called Pastor's Gay Swollen Balls. Ken, do you still have that health problem with the swelling?
No, it's over with.
Praise God. Let's take Wanda's call. Let's go to Wanda.
Wanda's not here. Well, anyway, I'm going to get into tonight's message. Okay, so I'm going to put everybody on mute. Okay, tonight's message is the final plague. Death passes over. And this is from Exodus chapter 11. And the Lord said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will surely drive you out of here altogether. So speak now in the hearing of the people, and let every man ask from his neighbor and every woman from her neighbor, articles of silver, articles of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, and in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses says, thus says the Lord, about midnight we'll go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female servant who is behind the handmill, and the firstborn of the animals. Then there shall be a great cry throughout the land of Egypt, such as was not like it before, nor shall it be like it again. But against none of the children of Israel shall a dog move its tongue against man or beast, that you may know that the Lord does not make a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these your servants shall come down to me and bow down to me, saying, get out, and all the people who follow you, and after that I will go out. Then he went out from the Pharaoh in great anger. But the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not heed you, so that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. So Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for our household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. They shall eat the flesh of that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. They do not eat it raw, nor boiled it at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, or your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. Against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you in the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on your door, on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this shall be to your memorial, and you shall keep it as feast to the Lord through your generations. You shall keep it as feast by an everlasting ordinance. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from this first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. On the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you. No matter of work shall be done on them, but that which everyone must eat, that only may be prepared for you, by you. So you observe the feast of unleavened bread, for this is the same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days no leaven shall be found in your house, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel. Whether he is a stranger or a native of the land, you shall eat nothing leavened. In the dwellings you shall eat unleavened bread. And Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssops, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doors both with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of this house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door, and not allow the destroyers to come into your houses to strike you. And you will observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. It will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised. And he shall keep this service, and it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? You shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households, so the people bowed their heads and worshiped. Then the children of Israel went away and did so just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn, the captive who was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of livestock. So the Pharaoh rose in the night, he and all the servants and Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Amen. I hope this reading was a blessing to you all. Amen. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you got to simply do is say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. So if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry, we'd like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And then press the one key, and I shall bring you on so that you can tell the world that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. All righty. Well, let's take a call out here. 111, you're on air. Hello? Okay, I hang up on this caller. Okay. Well, there's no more callers at this particular time. So I will play some more music.
In the wilderness, where the water is, we're crying out, Lord, for you to hear. Fill our cups, Lord, until we overflow, we need you right now. In the wilderness, where the water is, we're crying out, Lord, for you to hear. Fill our cups, Lord.
the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah.
There is love that is like no other. There is strength that will pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is strength that has no measure. There's mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say.
Thank you. GRM, so why not call it Pastor Veal's God's Rainbow Ministries featuring Pastor Kenneth Fishman?
Nah, I'm not giving him any credit.
I mean, think of all the contributions that Pastor Veal can bring to the show. I mean, he can bring in live interviews with church attendees, talk to the homeless, talk to prostitutes, basically everybody. And then he can talk about real world updates. Maybe he can finance a trip for himself and you to go to the Vatican and interview people. Think of all the opportunities that GRM could ever have with Pastor Veal on board.
Nah, I'd rather have him off.
Are you sure?
Yep, I'm positive.
I don't know, Ken. I think you're passing up a really good legacy for your show.
Okay, well, I'll pass it up.
Wow, okay.
Well, let's bring on another caller. 111, you're on here.
Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Satan!
Oh, boy. 111, you're on there.
I think Veal could just, you could be like a guest host. Like, he could run most of the shows, maybe have one to do one a week, and then, like, maybe Saturday night could be, like, the Ken special.
Nah.
Guest host.
Nah. No, Veal. Veal's out.
And then Saturday morning would be like the old cartoons that we used to watch on TV. It could be like a Hail Satan, the satanic cartoon.
No, I don't really have Satan cartoons. I don't promote Satan.
Why not promote Satan? He was an angel.
Yeah, but he's a bad angel.
Fallen angel.
A bad angel. I mean,
yeah.
What he had different ideas than what God intended. He cared more about humanity.
Bad,
is that true?
Bad angel. Very bad angel. That's why Okay, 506, you're on air.
Hello. Kenny.
Hello, Brad, you can't.
Kenny, where is Pastor Veal?
I don't know, but he's not here.
I'd like to have a word with him.
He's not here.
Kenny, why do you hate Veal?
I don't hate Veal. I just don't want him around.
Is it because he fornicated with Tony F.?
No, he didn't fornicate with Tony F.
He didn't do it on the air, but did he do it there in San Antonio?
No, he didn't do it here.
Neo?
Didn't do it on the air, didn't do it here.
Did he slap Victor or ground him for playing on the Nintendo for too long? Kenny?
No, Victor doesn't play Nintendo. Victor is an old man. Okay, 111, you're on there. Hello, 111. Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on air. All right. Well, that's it for tonight. You give a shout for one from Alabama. Okay, and all the kinfolk. Say goodnight, everybody. God bless. Have a wonderful night. See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.